China's successful launch last week of its first manned spacecraft made headlines worldwide. The Chinese government and media hailed the mission as a feat that would boost patriotic fervor and build national cohesion. Commentator Anne McBride Norton lives in Kunming, where she found local reaction surprisingly subdued.
In the 4 years I have lived in China, only two events have really galvanized the country. The collision of a U.S. spy plane and a Chinese fighter jet that exploded into national anger, and China's selection last year as host country for the next Olympic Games, which caused our city and others to erupt in euphoria with people running and cheering in the streets. The space mission seemed to have failed to touch the national consciousness in this way. I wanted to know why, so I spent a day talking to as many Chinese as I could find. A senior manager told me with grave seriousness that the space mission is important because it shows China can win the competition among nations and because space development can help protect the country from outside attack. Two office mates debated the relative importance to China of the space program versus China's entrance into WTO, the World Trade Organization. One argued the space program is more important since WTO will have both good and bad impacts on China. The other concluded the opposite, arguing WTO is about getting recognition from the world community and the space launch is just about technology. A friend reflected one of the few recurring themes of my conversations during the day, high frustration with China's controlled media. She told me, "I didn't even know the spacecraft was going to be launched, and if it had turned out badly, the Chinese press would never have told us. That's the way it is in China. If the news is good, they'll tell us. If the news is bad, they don't." A professional translator flatly stated that China should not be spending all this money on the space program. Shaking his head, he added, "Think about how much poverty could be alleviated with this level of government spending." When asked why this space mission is important to China, a young travel agent answered in a perfect soundbite, "It means we're in the club." I could only draw one conclusion from my day's quest for answers. Many people in China, who only a few decades ago dressed, marched, and thought in lockstep, now have enough diversity in employment, diversity in lifestyle, entertainment opportunities, and outside sources of information through the internet to be able to make conscious choices, to think alike on an issue like the Olympics, and in other cases, hold a diversity of opinion, even on a significant national event like China sending a man into outer space.
Anne McBride Norton lives in Kunming, China.